Hey y'all, this your girl Gemini Chanel and welcome back to my podcast show. I know it been some years and decades since your girl been back on here, but let me tell you something. I had to do some new things so I can give you guys the best of me. I'm currently, you know, going through some things, but matter of fact, I ain't gonna say I'm going through some things. I'm recovering from this massive trial and tribulation. The last time that I was on here, I had spoke about my father. I had currently, was sitting in the hospital with my dad and stuff. And, you know, it really took a toll on me. Unfortunately, my father had passed away. And I have been suffering from depression. I have been suffering from a lot of mental tears and wears on my mind and on my body. I really miss my dad. My dad was one of my most biggest supporters. I remember when I first told my dad that I had my own podcast show, he thought I was BSing, and I told him. And I told him, and he kept telling me to, you know, to keep on doing my thing and not to give up, because I used to dance at a gentleman's club, and I told him and my mom that I would never go back to, you know, dancing and stuff. So this is why I get on here to, you know, do my thing, not only just to express what I'm going through, but also, you know, entertain you guys as well. And, you know, my dad just turned 62 June 1st, and my birthday was June 4th. And it's like right after our birthday, my dad got real sick and he ended up passing away. I have been through hell and back, and losing a parent is a hard thing. It don't matter what race, it don't matter what gender, it don't matter if you low class, middle class, whatever, high class. When you lose a parent, that's the most devastating, worst feeling to ever feel in your life. And I've been going through a lot. I have been going through a lot. And I'm not going to sit here all day and talk about, you know, my issues and stuff. But I want to address certain things that's been going on in this world. And I think it need to be discussed. It don't matter if we are black, white, Hispanic, European, Asian, or whatever, Pakistani, or whatever. We all are humans, and we deserve to be treated fairly, no matter what our status is or whatever. Everybody should be treated equally. Certain things that have been going on that I have been seeing is very unfair. And it's like a lot of people think it's okay to treat people a certain way because they don't have certain things, or if they have things that they require you to have. And it's not fair. You know, it's not fair at all. And then you have a lot of people that's making it bad for other people that really need the help because they're taking advantage of everything. And I'm sick of it. I'm really sick of the bull crap. And I think we all need to come together and stand against this chaos because it's getting out of hand. Like, it's too much. It don't matter if you're gay, whatever. Everybody should be treated equally. And then they got this thing where if you don't fit in their criteria, then they're going to treat you a certain way because you don't fit their status. Like, it's not fair. It's garbage. I just can't. And that's what I had to go through with my dad. Because I tried to get help from my dad. And even though my dad was, you know, enrolled in certain things, they cut him off. And I feel that if a human being is enrolled in disability or medical insurance, anything like that, first of all, I think that the Medicare and the Medicaid, all that stuff should be not an issue for no one to have or to even try to receive, especially when they get a certain age. And I think that we all need to stand together and speak against this, because there's a lot of people that's dying or have already passed because of the lack of things that the doctors and the physicians refuse to, you know, do, you know. And my dad could have been saved. He could have been saved. It's just that the type of people that was working with him wasn't doing their job correctly. And I think about taking it in my own hands and try to Sue. You know, because my dad didn't deserve that. And it hurted me a lot. You know, right now I'm still trying to get over. I'm not going to say trying to get over, but I'm trying to heal. And I know for me, it's going to take a long time for me to heal. It is. It's going to take a long time for me to heal. And the funeral home place that had my dad, as I'm scrolling down their website, there's a lot of people that's dead. And it breaks my heart that mainly everybody that was on those obituaries came from dying in hospice and hospitals because of the lack of help that the doctors and the nurses refuse to give people. And I think that they should have better doctors and better nurses and better medication and better treatments that can help save not only my family members and ours and other people as well. And I'm sick of the bullshit because I'm tired of it. And also, I want to also address this too. I want to address the fact that even at workplaces, people think it's okay to disrespect other people because of their race. I do not like that crap at all because I'm going through it. And I see a lot of people going through it too. Everybody should be treated equally. And it's not what people, like, it's like we are fighting just to get respect. And if that's what the hell I got to do, then that's what I'm going to do. Because I'm not going to let nobody just screw me over. I'm not going to let nobody try to hound me any type of way. Because first of all, I'm very outspoken. I'm my father's child and my mother's child. I will cuss you out. I will tell you about yourself. I don't even have to use verbal language. I will make you cry with saying words that's not even threatening. Because I do that to my husband. And that's another thing that made me mad too. Because my husband, I had to get on him one time. He don't understand what I'm coming from because he never had a bond with his parents. So he was like, yeah, you up under your parents too much. You need to grow up. I need a woman, not a child. First of all, it don't matter how old you is. You always going to be your father's and your mama child. I don't care about none of that age shit because that age shit ain't nothing but a number. My mom and my dad always told me this, no matter how old you get, you always going to be our daughter. You always going to be our baby. You always going to be in your life. And, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I am working on some things where I can be spiritually, emotionally, physically, and mentally free from the drama from him. He has a lot of drama. He's very toxic. He's very unhealthy. And it's like he doesn't want me to succeed unless I'm helping him. And then it's like even when I was helping him, I won't even succeed. I was actually failing in life. And now that I refuse not to fail with him or either at my job, that's when people are starting to understand that I'm not the type of person that you can walk over top of. Because, see, check this out. If you allow people to walk over top of you, they're going to walk all over you. They're going to walk all over you. It just depends on how much and how long you're going to let that happen. You have to free yourself from toxic situations, either from your job, your marriage, friendship, whatever. Release your mind, your body, and your spirit from toxic situations. Even if you got to remove yourself, even if you got to change some things around in you or inside your house or whatever, do it. I refuse to let anyone stop me from doing what God wants me to do. I had a desire to be an actress. I had a desire to be a singer. I had a desire to be a fashion designer, this, that, and the third. I didn't have those opportunities. Well, I ain't gonna say I didn't, but I do have the opportunity now. Just like I have the opportunity to be a radio host. I have my own podcast. And because of you guys are listening to me. And it don't matter how old, how young, what race, what type of income you receiving. It's people out here that started with no money or less than $300 and now are billionaires and millionaires. People didn't even finish school and they are billionaires and millionaires. So if they can do it, I know that I can do it and you can do it too. It's just that certain things that we go through in life tend to knock us off and make us lose concentration. And that's what happened to me by me losing my father. When I lost my dad, it threw me off. Like, I was not trying to do nothing. It took some time for me to try to get back on here and to do my thing on here and to do YouTube. It was very, very hard. Like, and I even had people tell me, well, people ain't going to listen to you because you don't have a story. Ain't nobody going to listen to you because you're not interesting. Ain't nobody going to listen to you because you're not entertaining. You don't have this. You don't have that. You don't have the look. You don't have the voice. You don't do this. You don't do that. I had to stop listening to negativity because when I kept listening to negativity, it was making me not want to try to do certain things. Because I was like, man, I can't do this because this going to happen. Oh, I ain't going to do this. Because I had to stop listening to the bullcrap. I had to change certain things because it was starting to affect the way I'm thinking, the way my mood and everything. And when I blocked it out, I'm telling you, I feel much more, like, happier. I'm more relaxed. I feel more flexible. I can do my thing. And even though I'm still going through a little drama with my husband, and I'm currently planning on doing some things where I don't have to deal with his crap anymore, because he is a complete asshole, and I hate to say that, but he's a complete asshole. You already know the story about me and, you know, taking care of him and stuff like that. Like, he doesn't want me to do nothing unless it satisfies him. He gets and complains, talk about how I entertain people on the internet or I entertain people on this and that and third. First of all, y'all are listening to me. So, y'all are supporting me, and y'all don't even know me. I'm getting more support from people that I don't even know than my own people that have been close to me, especially like my own husband. He doesn't support me. He supports his friends more than he supports me. He supports guys that don't even really care about him. He showed those guys more respect and more courtesy than he do me, and I'm his wife. And I cannot tolerate that shit at all. Excuse my language. I cannot tolerate it. And I refuse, because I'm 27 years old. When I first started this podcast, I was 25, turning 26. Now that I'm 27, some things are going to change. You hear me? Some things is going to change. And I refuse to put up with the bull crap because I'm not having it at all. I'm sorry. Excuse me. And your girl making some moves. Like, I cannot. And I refuse to put up with the bull crap. It's like, people think you just supposed to let them walk all over top of you. People think that you just supposed to let them say and do whatever. And I'm not going to let nobody say and do whatever to me, because I'm not having it. I'm not having it anymore. I'm not putting up with nobody that's not going to respect me or to respect my hustle or to respect the dreams and the goals that I'm trying to accomplish. Because if I sit back, and I'm not just only talking about me, I'm disciplining you guys too. Because guess what? The more we sit back and allow people to hold us back from what we trying to do and what we need to do, we're not going to get nowhere. We're going to still be stuck in the same motion that we were before, because we keep allowing people to stop us. They keep trying to manipulate us with what we can't do. We need to be around people that can say, you can do this. You are going to do this. That's what the type of people I need to be around. I don't need to be with nobody that's going to sit there and be like, well, this is going to happen to you because you're not doing things my way. Just like I got this long-ass text message. And you know what? I'm going to read it to you guys because I want you to hear how stupid he sounds. And I don't want y'all to think I'm just bashing him because I'm an angry, salty wife, because I'm not like that. I'm going to read this to you. And I want you to listen how immature he is. First of all, let me remind you. He's the type of person where he doesn't like to take full responsibility for his own actions and mistakes. He's a grown man. He's older than me. So, he tried to blame everything on me. And instead of him saying that he needs to do things a certain way, he keeps saying we. Like, he keeps trying to include me in his dumbness, and it's not right. He said, I just finished praying that you will be the wife I fell in love with. Which means he praying to God that I will be the woman that he wants me to be, which is the one that let him do whatever, let him control my life, let him tell me what I can have and what I can't have. Be that wife to let him disrespect me. Be that wife that he can just do whatever and say whatever. And take things from me and hold stuff over my head and manipulate and lies on me. That's what the wife he wants me to be. And I refuse to let him know. Because I open my eyes and I refuse to let a man play with me like I'm some fucking toy. You know what I'm saying? And the only reason why he's saying he want me to be the wife he fell in love with. Because first of all, ain't nobody else going to put up with his trash. Because he's very disgusting. He has a nasty, shitty ass personality and attitude. He's the type of person. And let me tell y'all something. He has been putting me out the house. He has been calling the police on me. He has been lying, telling the police that I've been putting my hands on him and everything. Trying to mess my life up so I can go to jail because his life is fucked up. So this is what I've been going through on top of the fact that my dad was in the hospital. And no, I'm not wasting no more time and energy on this asshole. Excuse my language. I'm sick of him. I'm sick of him. I'm telling you. I'm not going to stay with nobody that will literally try to screw my life up because I'm not doing nothing for him. So let me get to the text messages. He said, I just finished praying that you be the wife I fell in love with and we get things together as a team. I love you. My side hurts. I need you to be there for me. We had our ways. We followed and we stayed close. I pray you be the wife I love, and that's my health gets better, and that my health get better. I pray that my health gets better. You understand I need the love and affection and a sweetheart. And sweetheart, I love so much. Don't take these words for granted. Like I said to you, I just didn't, and I couldn't fuss with you. My body can't take no more. You have to make a decision because the Lord forbid this new lady keeps me. They already wants me to be supervised. And them phones, they are not happy about. I love you. My phone is by me because we have to get on the road. And we didn't have time to stop past the mall. You get mad and you supposed to pick up your phone. You're supposed to pick up your phone up. Now, I'm going to tell you now, the way he write text messages don't make no sense. So that's why I keep pausing and it don't sound right. He said, he said, pose like you about to strike a damn pose. You pose to pick up the phone for your husband because like I said, like he said, ain't that some shit? If I have to Western Union you the money and you don't pick up, and if I have to go to the hospital, then who is going to be there? My side. When you pose to be there, I feel like you don't even care about your husband, and that's not healthy for me or my life. God has commandments and vows we are supposed to follow first before anything, and I have did it, and my body have took so much falls and fights, and you really should be praying that I pass the test. I love you always. First of all, he keep telling me what I need to do and what I should do. First of all, he's saying his body can't take this and his body can't take that. This man will literally get his ass up and will go rip and run the street and will be gone in the street and won't come back to dinner at 4 o'clock in the morning. And this man sit here and text me the same crap over and over and over and over and over and over again. And every time when he get his way, he getting back to being his same nasty self. I'm not wasting my time on nobody that's very ungrateful and very trifling. I sat in hospitals with him. I did the whole 9 yards for him before we got married. And he treated me like pure shit. And then after we got married, he treated me way worse. So I am not going to waste no more time on this man. I'm going to let him go. And like I said, he put his friends and everybody first and I don't have time for it. My parents was actually living with us. They were staying with us in this house. And they will tell you. But my dad can't tell you because he's deceased. But my mom, what? When my dad was alive, my mom and my daddy will call me and be like, yeah, he will go and rip around the street. And I get home late at night and I look for him and he be gone. And this motherfucker don't even come back until 4 o'clock in the morning. Or he will pick arguments with me because I refuse to quit my job. I'm not quitting to stop my life for somebody that's keep neglecting their own body. First of all, you don't have no business ripping around the street. You supposed to been got your surgery. You supposed to been got certain things done straight with your health. So now that your health and shit starting to fuck up, you want to blame me for it. And then say I'm the reason why he's sick. Like, that's not my problem. Every time when I try to help him, he do stupid shit, and that's why I wash my hands and I can't do it no more. If his own family wash their hands from him, what makes you think that I'm supposed to sit there and keep... No, I'm washing my hands too. I don't have time for that. He's a grown-ass man. You know better. And the whole time, through the text message when I read to y'all, y'all heard him saying that we need to do this, we need to do this, we got... No, first of all, he got things that he should have been following. And he did not do things the right way. That's why he is suffering. That's why he's still in the same state that he's in now. Because he refused to do what he's supposed to do as a man. Instead of him saying, damn, this is where I fucked up at. But I need to refix this so I won't have to go through the same outcome again for me messing up the first time. So he doesn't do that. He wants to blame everybody else for why he's like that. He want to blame me. He want to blame my daddy. He want to blame my mama. He want to blame this person. He want to blame that person instead of turning around and blaming himself. He don't want to take responsibility for himself because he's a coward. And that's the thing I don't like about him. He very, very jealous. He's very, very sneaky. He's nothing but a big, compulsive, manipulating ass liar. And I cannot deal with it. Because he sit there and said we have things that we was following. First of all, I won't follow no damn body. If somebody was following anything, it was him following his damn friends. He not only was he following them, but he allowed them to disrespect me. And he disrespected me in front of them and was talking about me like a dog in front of them. So I refuse to waste my time on someone that will let a goddamn outsider, excuse my language, Lord, disrespect me. And I have dog papers on him. And that's right. And the reason why I said dog papers, because they're not marriage papers to me. They are kennel fucking papers because he's nothing but a dog. Matter of fact, he's not even a dog. He's an animal. I have zoo papers on that damn monkey. I am sick and tired of this man. I'm done. And I have been through too much. And when my dad was in the hospital, he had no type of respect or no courtesy. So therefore, I don't feel sorry for him at all. My dad was staying in this house. My dad took his money and filled our house up with food and everything we need. And that ungrateful bastard set his ass downstairs and did all types of trifling stuff. Sticking his hands all in the refrigerator, didn't wash his hands. Want to touch shit and don't even... He just pure disgusting. Then he's stealing stuff from me, my mama, and my daddy. And then thought that my dad was going to leave this stuff in here for him to use. I don't think so. He kept threatening to put us out and everything. And my dad ended up leaving. And then by my dad ended up leaving, he ended up going staying with this bitch that I can't stand. That really won't even pay him no mind. Because if she really, really loved him, my daddy would have still been alive. But I'm going to fix her ass too. I'm sick of these people think they get away with this trifling shit that they doing. And I'm telling y'all, if y'all got anybody that's in y'all life that's toxic, kick their ass out. I don't care if you in Saudi Arabia. I don't care if you in United Kingdom. I don't care if you in China, Russia, whatever the hell, Sweden, whatever, Turkey, whatever. Get them toxic ass Australia, whatever, United States, anywhere, all my listeners, if you got toxic-ass people in your life, get them the hell up out your life, because all they're going to do is drag you down. Like my daddy said, those people ain't nothing but a bunch of drag downs. They ain't nothing but anchors trying to drag you down to the bottom of the sea. They don't want you to float and move on with the motion. They want to drag you down to the bottom of the pits of the fucking deep sea. Don't let them do that to you, because it's not worth it. Everybody deserves to be happy, because I'm pretty sure not only just me going through stuff, but I know a lot of people that's listening going through a lot of shit too. Because like my mom and my dad always told me, there's always somebody that's going through way worse stuff than you. So I'm just encouraging you guys to keep yourself focused. Keep your head up in high water. Don't let nobody stop you. And if anybody, excuse me, going through the loss of a loved one, I'm sending you encouraging words that your loved one is no longer in this earth. They are in a much better place than this hellhole called earth. And I'm pretty sure they are resting in God's hands. And they talking a new talk and they walking a new walk. And, you know, it's just sad, because it's like people not cherishing life. People want to make other people's life a living happy because they not happy with themselves. Because there's one lady that I follow on YouTube. She has this lady that been harassing her, trying to sabotage her whole life. And me and her had a good talk. And I wasn't even expecting for her to even reply to me. But I had encouraged her and told her, I said, when you're doing some good, people want to hate on you. And me and her had a good conversation, and I support her. And she's, I don't know if she's Italian or she's Colombia or whatever. But she's really cool. Her name is Teresa on YouTube. When I find her name, I'll just give you guys her name on YouTube so you guys can subscribe to her channel. Also, you can subscribe to my channel too as well. My channel is Gemini Chanel, and that's on YouTube. Check me out. I got to make some more videos and stuff like that. It's currently 5:36. The date is July the 23rd, which is Tuesday. I'm about to go on break because my mouth dry. I will get back on air to finish another segment that I want to talk about too. The next segment that I want to talk about is about sex. So, yeah. I want to know, what is your most favorite position or whatever? But I'm going to tell you mine, and then I'm going to tell you my sex story about the good and the bad that I had witnessed. So, I hope you guys enjoy this segment. It's not so. About to drink some ice cold water, and I'm trying to fast too because I've been eating too much. Hey, I like the way you slow grind. So I'll be right back. I'm about to turn out. Let me get out between your Hold up, DJ. I want to say this one thing. To all my listeners, I love y'all. Be safe. And I'm about to take a 5, maybe 15 minute break. I love you. And like I said, the next topic is going to be about sex and fall, and, you know, getting ready for the holidays and all that stuff. So stay tuned. And yeah, DJ, drop that ish. I'ma have your little ass kid. Have you running through that bed, babe? Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. You're holding on me. You're super soaking on me. I'ma slow motion for you. Slow motion for you. Whatever we do. Hey y'all, this your girl GC and I'm back. So this topic that I want to talk about is sex. Yes, I know, sex. So as y'all probably know that I'm back home, that's why I got my accent back, you know what I'm saying? But look, I'm gonna tell y'all about the worst and the good times that I had when I had sex. So This is after dark, so all the kids is in the bed, so they ain't got to hear none of this stuff, so I'm going to talk nasty. Okay. Now. Okay. Let me tell y'all about this dude. So. And this ain't recently. This happened some years ago. When I was a sexy bachelorette. You feel me? I was going to say bachelor, but I'm a sexy bachelorette back then. So anyway. So, this guy, I ain't gonna say no names because I ain't incriminate nobody. Between me and him, we keeping on the DL. So, look. this guy, he was, you know, on me, like white on rice. Let me tell you. I had been curbing this dude for a while. I thought that he was corny. And I'm gonna also do a topic about that situation, too, about why I thought he was corny. So anyway, I was on this little thing where people just, you know, chill and talk and stuff like that. And I, myself personally, was on there, you know, just to build my name up back then. So I just happened to get a friend request from this guy. And come to find out, he was checking my pictures out, liking my pictures, thinking I was attractive or whatever, even though I think I'm ugly as hell. You know, so he had some type of interest in your girl. So when I seen that he had interest in me, you know, first of all, he sent me a friend request and I accepted it. This one on Facebook and this one on Instagram. It was on none of your business because I'm not telling y'all. It's like I just playing. I forgot what it was called. But, you know, we was talking. Damn, my necklace over there glistening. Let me go get it. So anyway, we talking, stuff like that. And remind y'all, I thought he was a square. A square in my slang, which is somebody that's whack and corny. But let me remind you, this guy was in the service. So he's in the service. He got his uniform on, looking all spectacular with his fresh cut, looking all cute and stuff, fresh shave, looking real handsome. So I'm looking at his pictures. You know, he got his little motorcycle he got going on and little stuff like that. I'm like, okay. Looking all spectacular and stuff. But he kept trying to get me to hang out with him. But before I get to that part, he had asked me for his number. So I gave him my number. So we was texting and stuff like that. And then after I get off the phone with him, I block his number. I would block his number. And I kept doing it for a while. And then, actually, I ended up meeting him at a car wash. Because he was like, hey, I'm at the car wash, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, okay, all right. So I go down there, I talk to him. We chilling. He take me out to eat, give me something to eat and stuff. Then we go talk and da-da-da-da. He was real, real, real cool, you know. And then I didn't talk to him no more. But then I blocked his number again. But this time he had called me for another number. And he was like, hey, we should hang out. But let me tell you why I was blocking his number. Because I felt like he was trying to, you know, trying to play me like one of them little girls that they meet on the website. They smash and they keep moving. But let me tell y'all. So I was like, yeah, we can hook up. I always kept telling him, yeah, we can hook up. And I kept curving him. And then finally, one day, we end up hooking up. So when we end up hooking up, I go to his spot. He had a nice-ass spot and stuff. He always had nice stuff. He even got a nice house for him. But guess what? I ain't been over there. You know why? Because I ain't messing with him because I'm married. And he knows it. So, anyway. We end up, you know, chilling that night. I went to his house. This motherfucker. Ooh, well, it's after a dark summer cuss, so anyway. This motherfucker mixed Henny with white. First of all, everybody knows that you never mix dark with white liquor because it turns you into a whole different type of person. So I'm like, ooh, this y'all strong, but I'm just throwing it back. You know what I'm saying? I'm an OG, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, shit, you know what I'm saying? So, chilling and stuff. I told myself, look, we can hang out. But I'm not spending the night and I'm going home. So he already knew what the hell he was doing. Because he was like, oh, I got to get up in the morning. I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. What do you mean? I told him in the festival, look, I'm not spending the night and I'm popping up. So, So we chilling, we talking, da-da-da. He said, so He looking. I see him looking. Oh, let's go in my room. So we go in his room. We start chilling, talking, and drinking. And I don't know what happened. All I know is, next thing I know, things led to another and shit started getting ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? So shit started popping up. I'm gonna tell you like this, okay? Things got, like, ridiculous, okay? So this happened, like, back in 2000 and not now. It happened like back in 2013, I think. So I'm like, oh my God. So let's just say somebody got any feelings, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. And the next morning I had a little hangover. I told him to take me home. He took me home and stuff. Matter of fact, he let me stay a little bit. Then he took me home. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, I can't believe I actually did something with this man. And I was curving. Because, see, I thought he was a lame. But let's just say he showed me that he really wasn't no lame. I'm going to tell you that. Homeboy wasn't no lame. And he shocked the hell out of me because I thought that, you know what I'm saying, he wouldn't be able to do the things he did. But he did. And I was like, oh, man. So, yeah. So ever since then, you know, we would hook up and stuff. And then, like, he made me mad because I found out he was engaged to somebody and he didn't tell me. He was texting me, telling me he loved me and all this blah, 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 and all this crap. And then I got mad and I found out because he was lying to me. And then, you know, I ended up cutting him off. And then things wasn't going good with him and the girl that he curved me for. And then he ended up reaching back to me like, look, let me explain. I went off on him. I said, nigga, you lat, and I ain't mean to use nigga because I know some of y'all get offended because I'm black and I'm saying nigga. But anyway, I was like, nigga, you know, you should have told me the truth that you was out here messing with Shantika and all this extra stuff. He talking about some, man, let me explain. I'm sorry. Let me make things right. And I was not giving him the time of day because I was already dealing with a nigga that was getting on my nerves. And I was like, look, you screwing up, my, like, you got to go. He kept begging me, like, please let me make it right. But, like, he was on some cute sweat. And just whining. And I'm like, look, bro. First of all, and I'm going to tell you something. And I'm not only speaking to women in my culture, but I'm speaking to for all the women. I don't know what make y'all guys think that y'all can cheat on us or play us to the left for another chick. And then when you think the grass is green on the other side, and then when you find out ain't nothing but a desert like how it look in Arizona with the Grand Canyon and shit. Like, you can't be doing that to us because you thinking everything gonna be fine and dandelions and butterflies and hummingbirds chirping. Mm-mm, bitch. It's motherfucking apocalypse over there where that bitch at, okay? Apocalypse, okay? So don't you ever try to play me or play none of us females to the left. Because you know why? We would get together and clap back, boo-boo, okay? So that's what I did. And, you know, it took me some time to forgive him because God said, you know, you got to forgive and, you know, the old and move on. So I ended up forgiving him. But I had to let him know that I'm not tolerating with the BS. I'm not doing it because I'm not. I already got my heart broken too many times. I first got my heart broken when I was 15. And that was the worst feeling ever to get your heart broken. And I'm like, yo, when I said that was the worst feeling ever, that was the worst feeling ever. Like, I swear, I was so hurt because I was really in love with this guy. Excuse me. And he cheated on me with this girl that posed to be my friend. And I was just so devastated because I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe that he really cheated on me with this chick that supposed to be my best friend. I was so devastated. And ever since then, I just started doing guys like how they do us. But right now, I'm currently married, but it's like my husband took me through stuff. He taking me through stuff now, even though we are married. He has been taking me through the most devastating things that you can even imagine a man would do to his wife.
And I refuse to let a man play with me, manipulate me, make me feel like I ain't nothing unless I got him in my life. I'm not doing that shit no more. You got me all the way screwed up. Because let me tell you something. God gave me a head, and I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it to thank my animal head butt your ass. Because you not keep playing with me. I'm not playing. Like, I'm sorry. I'm going to be hitting buttons to matter. Like, okay? Like how they do in the football. Football games. So let me chew this piece of gum. So my breath don't stink. So anyway, even though my breath don't stink because I chew a lot of gum. So, and don't look. Let me tell y'all something. I'm a Gemini, so y'all gonna respect me to be. I got split personality, so you know. I'm my daddy's kid because my dad was a Gemini too. So, and I seen him act like this all the time, but yeah, I just don't understand what make him think that he can just like play me. And when I refused to let him play me, he couldn't do no respect me because I was not letting him play me, use me, or try to like use me as a rebound. Because I told him, I said, let me tell you something. I said, just because things ain't go good in paradise with that girl, that don't mean you gonna come and bother me and use me as a rebound. Because I ain't no rebound. He was like, I won't come in at you like you a rebound. I really wanna. I'm like, all right. Because I know him. Anybody know that guys is like football players, basketball players, the army, whatever, whatever. They are the biggest hoes. They're the biggest hoes. The big time trappers, all that rappers, all that, y'all some hoes. Y'all know y'all keep more women than y'all keep clean draws. And it's true. And it's true. And I can't deal with it. I can't deal with it. I cannot. Either you gonna be with me or you gonna leave me alone. Cause I ain't having it. You gonna learn today. And I ain't gonna lie, like with my husband, when we have sex, it's like he not focusing on what I want. It's all about what he wants. And it's like I be trying to tell him, I be trying to guide him, and it's like homeboy don't comprehend. And it's like it ain't even just about the sex, it's about how he treat me anyway, mentally and physically. And I don't like it because it's not fair to me at all. It's not fair to me. I need love. I want loyalty. I want respect. And I'm not getting that at all. And also, I want to be physically pleased. I'm not getting that. And it's like, I'm trying to hold on. I've been faithful. I've been curving and ducking, slide to the left, crisscross, cha-cha, wrist move out them DMs. But it's like, you know, homeboy better chill out. Because when I, ready to sign them papers. Let me stop, because I know I can't sing to y'all, so I'm going to stop. But when I sign them papers, ain't nothing he can do because I cannot and I refuse to settle for less. I am worth more than just a, if you don't do what I say, then you got to, you know, like hold this up on my head because I ain't with all that. You feel me? I'm not. I've been through too much nightmares to let a guy to, I've been through too much nightmares to let a guy sell me dreams. You understand? I'm not finna let nobody try to sell me no damn wolf tickets when I know damn well them wolf ain't gonna be tap dancing on stage. I ain't for it. I ain't with it. So, I just can't get down with the get down. You know what I'm saying? So, let me check some things out right now. So, check my Facebook. Oh, wow. Oh my God, Denzel Dion got small. Yes, boo boo. Who is this? Taylor Realtor. Oh, okay. Oh, in Detroit. Oh, okay. Okay, I'll see you. Oh, you trying to put on, okay. Okay, so let me tell y'all something. So this is another thing I don't like neither. Because if y'all know that y'all in relationships or y'all in whatever, I don't do no sharing. I don't do none of that. And let me tell you something. Me and my husband got into it because I heard him on the phone with some girls laughing in the back. And then he ignored my calls. So then when I decided to start curving him, that's when he wanna, you know, like, he tell too many lies for me. Like, for one, why do you keep lying saying that you're going to get x-rays? The only place they're going to give you x-rays unless you're in the hospital, you're not in a hospital. You know what I'm saying? I'm not dumb. I'm trying not to step out and do me, because then that's like obeying God's commandments when you become as one when you marry. And I can't do it no more. I cannot. And if he want to have his cake and eat it and get cupcakes and cookies on the side, do that, boo. But you're not going to do that with me, because you know why? I'm going to headbutt your ass, and I ain't for it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be like, just like that girl. What's that movie called? Now, What's Love Got to Do with the one with Molly Lawrence and that crazy girl with the gun? Whatever that. No, Silk, I ain't talking about that song. Not no meeting in my bedroom. The damn song stopped playing in my head because I've been thinking about making love all my life. So, anyway. What's the name of this song? It's a twin. It's a thin line between love and hate. That's the name. I'm gonna be just like her. Don't play with me, okay? But WWE your ass, Stone Cold Steve Austin your ass. I'm not going for it. Boy, you better tighten up. For real. But anyway, enough all that bull crap. Shout out to all my listeners, okay? I've been looking at y'all, Debbie. Listen to me stuff, okay? I see y'all. Let me tell y'all about y'all. Y'all so special in my heart. Okay? Y'all special. I love y'all so much. I know China be listening to me. Even though ain't that many y'all listening, but I still love y'all anyway. Because y'all ain't even got to listen to me. But I appreciate y'all listening to me. Australia, I love y'all too. Out there and down under, mate. I love y'all. What is it? Switzerland? Is I said it right? The Netherlands. I love y'all. United Kingdom, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, or Turkish. I love y'all. It's somewhere Sweden, Swedish. I love y'all. I love all y'all overseas listeners. I love y'all. I really appreciate y'all listening to me. I don't care if it's 1%, I still love y'all for listening to me. And I appreciate it. And I hope I keep y'all entertained and stuff. I just don't understand why people just don't stop all the violence and all the crazy stuff and come together as one. Because at the end of the day, certain dumb shit that's happening is causing the world to collapse, like over there in Antarctica, the animals. Like, come on, stop killing the fucking animals. The animals is the reason why we are still breathing. Stop destroying the trees. The trees is the reason why we have oxygen. Like, come on, like, stop fucking them shit, please. Okay, stop doing it. I like vegetables too. Okay, I like turtles. I like tigers. I like cheetahs. I like all that type of stuff. I like them all. You know? And I like people. I'm a down-to-earth person. When people see me, they be like, oh, she look like she in a gang because she got tattoos. Y'all, I'm in the gang I'm in is called Down-to-Earth Gang because I love everybody. I'm not judgmental. I'm not a mean person unless you give me a reason to be mean and to slap the hell out of you. But other than that, I love all people. I make friends with everybody. Okay? I don't care what you is. Shit, I'll make friends with the aliens. Damn. You know, but it is what it is. But, psych, I'm just playing. I don't rock with they kind. I don't know. They be out there peeing with their fingers. But, nah. I seen that in a movie. Don't blame me no matter. I'm just feeling myself because I got a big day tomorrow. And then also, I'm just trying to, like, keep my mind focused because I have been going through a lot of stuff since my dad died, because my dad was like my main man, like that's my dog, and I miss him a lot and stuff. So, you know, y'all just really keeping me and ease to not to cry and stuff, because lately I've been crying. I mean, I cried so much my eyelashes came off. And my wig started lifting. That's how bad I was crying. You know you done cried too much when your wig started lifting. My wig was like, baby, I feel sorry for you. So I'm just gonna ease up off your scalp for a few days. But other than that, I just been on here trying to, you know, talk to y'all and stuff and get my mind together. But, yes, y'all, I just love y'all and I really appreciate y'all listening to me and stuff. Help me build up my platform and stuff. And this is another thing I want to talk about too. I ain't throwing no shots and I ain't trying to start no drama or nothing like that, because I ain't no drama fad person. But I noticed some of the people that I do watch and follow on YouTube, they only speak to the friends that they're cool with. Like, excuse me. I think that if you have fans that's supporting you, excuse me, and they comment on your page, or if they comment and say something to you on Instagram Live or whatever, why do y'all think y'all too damn important or too damn bougie even speak? Because there's a few of them that I just try to speak to and they didn't even say nothing back. Now, I'm going to only say it's two people. It's three people. It's three. And I got mad because I really, really, really liked them. I'm a real big fan of them, even though they not really no YouTubers. But they hang with somebody that's a YouTuber and I'm friends. I'm a fan of them. And I just don't like how I say, hey, how you doing? I love you, da-da-da. I love your show. I'm a big fan. Didn't say nothing. This was screw all on past me. Like, I ain't mean. Like I was just a fight. They were trying to ease out their butt. I was like, wow. Why you really just, like, fan me off like that? Like, okay, cool. So, bitch, I'm going to unsubscribe to you. I'm going to say this. And not only just them, but celebrities, too. Y'all get musted just like everybody else. Y'all fight. Y'all pee. Y'all shit. Y'all breath stank in the morning just like everybody else. So please don't act like y'all on top of the world or y'all too good to speak to anybody. Because guess what? You are a normal person where you ain't got no cameras following your ass. You might got more money than us. You might got more cars than us. You might get more things than us. But you're still a regular ass person. You just got a lot more than everybody else. So please don't try to down us because y'all on a high class level and we on a middle class trying to get to where y'all at. So at the end of the day, don't please try to belittle us, because if it weren't for us, y'all ass wouldn't even be making no money. If we protest right now and stop giving y'all our money, all of y'all ass would be out of business. Then y'all be like us, regular ass people that y'all was from the beginning before y'all got rich. So, toodles. But I might just want to get it out there because I was mad. And, other than that, like I said, I'm not a drama-fied person. I just want to say that. Because if I were ever to get famous, and this gum got me talk crazy. If I was ever to be famous, first of all, I would treat all my fans with love and respect. I would love y'all regardless, even if I'm not rich or regular like how I am today. Because you know why? Y'all gonna make me think about how I was before I got to platform, before I got to that platform. I don't want nobody to think I'm bougie now. I'm going to be the same way when I do become famous, because I don't want nobody to think just because I get to that platform, I'm better than them because I got more money now. No, I'm not doing that. If my fan like, hey, I want to take a picture. Yeah, But don't get it wrong. My security guard's going to be scrapped with ARs, AR-15s, and silencers and shit with the scope beam on the junk. Like, brr, my shit going to be like the new, the Navy SEALs, you know what I'm saying? You try to act dumb. But other than that, my fan's like, hey, can I take a picture? I'm like, yeah, boo, come on. You and your sister with the twisties. Come on, y'all, be taking a picture. Cheese and stuff. Then when I go down there to Rodeo Drive and all the Becky's and the Susans, like, hey, can I take a picture? Yeah, girl, you come on down here. I like you. Come on down here, you too. Oh, look at you. Let's take pictures. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be bougie. I want to, like, spread love to all my fans. Not just black, Puerto Rican, Latinos, whatever. I love everybody because that's just how I am. And I just want to let y'all know, without y'all, I wouldn't even keep going making segments on here because of y'all. Y'all giving me so much love that I gotta keep getting on here, you know? And y'all not just my listeners, y'all my family. So when y'all tune in, y'all my family. Y'all my aunts, y'all my uncles, y'all my cousins. Shit, y'all my sisters and brothers from another mother. Shit, you know what I'm saying? So, if y'all want to leave me your messages, you want to comment, anything, feel free to reach out to me. And I'm going to reach back out to y'all. And I ain't going to stay up too long because I got to watch some porn. It's like, I'm just playing. I got to go to bed in the morning. I gotta go to bed in the morning. I got to get up in the morning because I got some way I got to go. And just happy vibes so, you know, your girl can make some extra funds. And, you know, I can do more things on here for y'all and stuff. And also, feel free to follow me on Instagram. My Instagram name is KingGemini_92. And my YouTube username is Gemini Chanel. Alright, y'all. I got to go because I got to call my sugar daddy. So, like, let me stop playing. I'm going to bed because I got to get up in the morning. And I might do an early morning segment, too. So, depending on how I feel. Well, anyway, that's what I'm going to do. So, thank you for tuning in, listening to your girl. I know I tuned in back a little late, but, you know, it's all good. I still kept with my promise. I told you I was going to get back on here. And, you know, chit-chat with y'all and stuff like that. But your girl got to go. And, yeah, peace.
Hey, y'all, welcome. This is your girl, Gemini. So, today I want to talk about all the shady shit that's going on in the celebrity world. First of all, it's hella shady in this type of community called Hollywood. Y'all probably know who the hell Cardi B ass is. Cardi B used to be a stripper, and now she's a rapper, a mother, and a wife, or whatever. So, this girl was on social media, and she was giving girls lesson on how to be a professional, successful prostitute. And in our slang from the hood, tricking it home. So, I want to say something about this. And I don't give a damn if she heard me. Or whoever get offended. I don't care. First of all, you are a woman. Two, you are a mother. Why are you on social media saying it's okay for young girls to be selling their private parts for money? You need to tell them the real, real, real consequences that can happen if they out here trying to sell their body for money. You not telling them that if they try to go out here and sell their money, they sell their body for money, that they're going to get kidnapped, they're going to get raped, or end up finding dead in a dumpster, or get shipped to overseas for sex trafficking. I don't respect her for that. And then for two, you a fucking mother. You got a little baby. How would you like if I tell your daughter, oh, it's okay to be a whore. It's okay to sell your coochie for money. You won't want your daughter to do that. So why are you condoning other people's kids to sell their body for money? Because I'm sure you won't want nobody to tell culture it's okay to sell your pussy. So why are you doing it to other young girls? You should try to teach them to treat themselves much better than what you trying to get them to do, which is selling their ass. First of all, I'm going to tell you something. I used to dance for money. But at the end of the day, and I would tell it like it is. Anybody, no, I would tell them. First of all, stripping is not all that. Prostituting is not all that cracked up that they think it is. They glorifying this shit. And it's not nothing to glorify because there's a lot of consequences that you have to face dealing with when you in that type of industry. Both of them got the same similar shit. You either will end up in jail because a bitch gonna fuck with you, or you get caught by the police by trying to sell your stuff to an undercover police officer. You might end up dead because people out here crazy. STDs and all types of diseases. Your coochie might fall off. The drama with girls hating on you because you stealing their customers, and getting picked up by a pimp. And sometimes they would send girls in the club to pretend like they coming to tip and throw the girls money or whatever. And they really just send the girl in there to recruit and snatch up all the dancers so they can get them to sell their body on the street. This is what she need to tell them. She need to tell them the real dangers, the dangerous things that could happen if you ever get in that type of industry. Then on top of that, she's not telling them the real truth. She's only telling them about, if you sell your coochie, you might get a Rolex. You sell your coochie, you might get a shopping spree. You're going to get a house. You're going to get a condo. You're going to get this designer bag. You get these designer shoes. He's going to give you a stack full of money, shopping spree, and get you everything you want. No, bitch. It's a lot of young girls have died trying to get to where you bragging about. As a lot of young women have been found dead in jail, caught AIDS, HIV, all types of shit behind what you glorifying. Tell them the truth. Tell them, no, do not sell your body for money. Now, if you get a guy that's willing to help you and do all those things for you, without you giving him your coochie, or you got to give your coochie to multiple guys. It's okay if you just have a guy that got it like that and would give you all of everything at once without you disrespecting yourself as a woman or disrespecting your coochie. Then, okay, that's fine. But you out here sleeping with different type of guys. It's consequences that you have to face. And this is why I don't really care for her, because she glorified the most dumbest, stupid, ignorant stuff, and she's not even intelligent at all. And I'm not throwing shade at you, Cardi B, but I just want these young girls to know that stuff is not cool. It's not. I have friends that's going through it. I even know people that die from certain things that you glorifying, that you talking about. You know what I'm saying? All y'all bitches hollering about city girls, this city girl, that. Them city girls is not really out there selling their coochie, because you know why? They not going to be out here selling their coochies to different guys and then fuck around and catch some. They going to let y'all do it, because y'all will be the dummies that really listen to their songs and got y'all thinking they really do this shit, and they don't. They lying in their songs. Some of these rappers are lying in their songs. And if you want to be a rapper, tell the truth. Don't be lying about you do this, you do this, you do that, and the whole time you don't do the shit. Because then people that listen to your songs, they really think you're doing it, and then they're going to follow everything you do, and then they either going to end up in jail, dead, in a mental institute, or somewhere with a disease or something they can't get rid of. So, I'm just saying, tell them the truth, okay? And don't stir these kids in the wrong direction. Stir them in the right direction. Y'all leading these kids to destruction. Y'all need to lead these kids into rebuild. You need to stir these kids. I'm trying to find another word that rhymes with, that's opposite from destruction. I'm trying to find a real intelligent word, but y'all get what I'm saying. Stir these kids into a right path to be on a positive entrepreneur level, to be businessmen, lawyers, doctors. Don't stir them in the direction to be no fucking damn walking in the dead. That's basically what they'll end up being, walking in the dead. Listen to y'all dumbasses. Oh, I'm popping Molly. I'm taking Xanax. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And they gonna walk around here looking like the walking dead. So, I don't condone that shit. I just want to put that out there. Next, Toya Wright, which is a.k.a. Lil Wayne, baby mama. She has another guy that she's messing with named Brian, and he's claiming that she's scared to get married to him. First of all, I'm going to say this real quick, and then I'm going to take a break. First of all, the reason why she's scared to marry him is because, y'all got to understand, she got married at a very young age, and she got married to Lil Wayne. And Lil Wayne cheated on her and did all types of stuff to her. So, you know, they end up separating, and plus they got a kid together named Regine. She's grown now. But, you know, he took her through a lot of stuff. And then, later on, she ended up getting married to Memphis Hits. And Memphis Hits ended up being even more worse than Lil Wayne. He wanted to start beating on the girl. I think he was beating her. I don't know. But the guy is just, he was very horrible. And I'm glad that she ended up leaving him, and that she ended up finding someone new. But I think that she should take it slow. I don't think she should rush to get married right now because she has been married twice. And she had two failed marriages. And I really feel that if you have been married those many times, you will be scared because you're going to have this mindset that if you get married again, then this marriage is going to be a failed marriage like the other two. So I don't think she's wrong for feeling any type of way. I think that she just needs to take it slow and just get to know him a little bit more better, because all I know is I've seen her and she was pregnant. She just had a baby. But I just really think she just needs to take it slow. And I hope that when she do decide to marry this guy, that it will be something magnificent and long-lasting. And I hope he really, really, really love her. Because guys will marry you just because they don't want nobody else to have you. You know, so. And I just hope that, you know, she finds love in this guy because they do have a baby together. And I hope he really, really genuine about marrying her. And he really want to spend the rest of his damn life with her until his damn teeth fall out. He got to wear dentures. So I just hope everything he feel about her is true. Like, he really love her. I might just take a break because this air getting to me and it's making me a little sleepy, but I'm not going to sleep, so. Well, sit outside, get a little tan and stuff. I will be back on air in a little bit. This is your girl, GC, and this is the Sunshine Podcast Show, and I'll see you guys after these messages.